I'm Joe Palca. The head of the UN nuclear watchdog said yesterday that Iran has failed to answer questions about the discovery of uranium particles at former undeclared sites in the country and called on Tehran to provide information.
For objectivity's sake, I should say that the reiterated its will to engage and to cooperate and to provide answers, but they haven't done that so far.
Rafael Grossi, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, has been pushing Iran for answers on three sites where inspections had revealed traces of uranium of man-made origin, suggesting they were once connected to Iran's nuclear program.
So I hope this may change, but as we speak, we haven't had any concrete progress on any of
the issue is separate from the ongoing negotiations aimed at bringing the United States back into Iran's 2015 nuclear accord with world powers. Rescue workers act feverishly, attempting to find survivors in a Pakistani crash of two trains. At least 40 are dead and more than 100 injured after the collision in South Pakistan on Monday. Officials say more than 1,000 people were on board both the trains. They fear the death toll could rise. Pakistani Information Minister Fawad Chowdhury said in a statement, it is premature to say whether the accident occurred due to a technical error, negligence, or sabotage, but all aspects were being investigated. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Taliban is urging Afghans who worked for U.S. and NATO militaries in Afghanistan over the years not to desert their war-ravaged nation for fear of retribution. Monday's pledge comes as thousands of Afghans employed by the United States and allied countries fear insurgent retaliation and are eager to get visas to the U.S. The Supreme Court says thousands of immigrants living in the U.S. for humanitarian reasons cannot apply to become permanent residents. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has this.
The unanimous High Court says federal immigration law bans people who entered the country illegally and now have what's called temporary protected status from seeking green cards. The case hinged on whether those people were actually admitted to the U.S. under immigration law. Justice Elena Kagan says they were not, writing for the court in a case that pitted the Biden administration against immigrant groups who argued many of the people in question have lived in the U.S. for years and put down roots. The House has passed a bill making it possible for TPS recipients to become permanent residents, but the Senate prospects are unclear. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel's far-right politician Naftali Bennett, who is set to replace Benjamin Netanyahu as prime minister, called him yesterday evening to let go after Netanyahu said the newly formed Israeli coalition was the result of, quote, the greatest election fraud in the history of democracy. Bennett called on Israel's longest-serving leader not to leave scorched earth behind and accept that people are allowed to establish a government even if you don't head it. Now, Netanyahu made his sweeping accusation at a time when Israel's domestic security chief has warned publicly about the prospect of political violence and focused his allegations on a broken campaign promise from Bennett, who had pledged not to partner with left-wing centrist and Arab parties. On Wednesday, June 2nd, Bennett announced with opposition leader Yair Lapid that they had formed a governing coalition with factions from across the political spectrum in the wake of an inconclusive March 23rd election, Israel's fourth in 2 years. Well, you say you don't like it when the squirrels go after your bird feeder. Well, Chinese state media reported today that authorities are continuing to monitor the wandering herd of 15 wild Asian elephants that has been in the suburbs of Kunming, Yunnan province in southwestern China. State broadcaster CCTV reported rain and cooler temperatures kept the elephants from moving far and confined them in a small area of Xinjiang province. Elephants have not harmed any people, but have caused considerable damage. State media reports more than $1 million in crops have been damaged as well. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News. No.